The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, here we are. It's Tuesday. So much going on, it's ridiculous. The Israelis are just butchering people. Over 500 dead now in Beirut and southern Lebanon as they continue using American planes, American bombs, American missiles, glide bombs, you name it, just to obliterate people, slaughter people. They're not going after military targets. These are civilians, by and large. So the whole war over there is crazy. War is crazy. Make no mistake about it. Zelensky is here asking for permission from Biden and his handlers. Maybe Jill would be first in line. For the go-ahead to send cruise missiles and missiles deep into Russian territory. This is the same kind of thing as if Russia were in Cuba and launching cruise missiles into the U.S., and they're asking for permission to go ahead and extend their range all over the U.S. Look, it's all like a bad science fiction novel. Peace has become a profane swear word. This is what the foreign minister of Hungary said today. And there's an argument to be made for that. Meanwhile, Gerald Celente's Occupy Peace is scheduled this Saturday at Kingston, New York, and I hope any of you in the area can go. Let's make a statement. Just go, learn, have fun, say hello to Gerald, thank him. He's the only one standing up for peace that I know, and he's really putting his reputation, his life on the line. Donald Trump Jr. is complaining about the disgraceful Zelensky. Donald Trump Sr. says Zelensky is the greatest salesman in history. Somewhat facetious, but we get the point. Meanwhile, the U.S. Army is scrapping its DEI program as the formerly United States, prepares to fight more wars in the Middle East. Not for us, but for others. This is what we do. Trump's Secret Service protection is going to be enhanced. This after a story that failed Trump assassin, Routh, had a complete list of, now get this, of everywhere Trump would be from August until the 1st of October. How did he get such a list? Obviously, a Secret Service insider had to provide that travel data to him. So we have so many problems now. And the saddest part of all, probably, is the simple idea that many Americans wish Trump were dead. They wish that he would be murdered. I think it's around 40% said they wouldn't care if he was, which is the same as an endorsement. Assassination, writes Kelly Nelson, is an extreme form of censorship. and she is spot on the money. You can see her article up at the top of headlines right now and in her columnist section on the left-hand side of the homepage as well. Kelly is standing by. Hopefully she's sitting by. And welcome back, Kelly.
Yeah, we're really not going to talk about that, but that would be fun, too.
Well, we might do it a little bit toward the end. Let's see. Now, we have an agenda here, and let me preface this.
Yeah, we sure do, don't we?
Yeah, now this is important. And the job of a journalist is to present both sides of an issue, no matter how controversial. I'm not perfect. I miss things, but I try. And we certainly did a very good job of laying out both sides of the SAVE Act. And we're going to, because the guest on the program recently really, when I think, stepped over the line a little bit, I invited Kelly to come back and to give again a thorough understanding of what she sees and understands the SAVE Act is for. Who's behind it? It's not going to help us. That's what she's come up with, and I want to make sure that we cover this issue so you have all the data you need to make your best decision. Kelly, go ahead.
Well, thankfully, Mike Johnson does not have the SAVE Act in his upcoming continuing resolution, which is supposed to be a budget that we have had, what, one in how many years?
I don't even know.
Absolutely ridiculous. It is so unconstitutional. And the main reason that we're being told this happens is because the Senate, which is held by the Democrats, will not go along with the spending cuts that the House wants. I don't buy that. I really don't. You make up a budget, you send it to them. If they don't pass it, you squabble over it, you send it back again, you keep working. No, they want these continuing resolutions over and over again.
When I was a kid, they always submitted budgets. At least that's
absolutely
what I remember.
Absolutely. That's what they're supposed to do. So, the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which stands for SAVE, is out of the continued resolution.
Who pulled it out, Kelly? Who pulled it? Do we know?
Well, it was Mike Johnson. He had to, because he knew that they couldn't get a CR even passed in the Senate with the SAVE Act in there, which they knew to begin with. So why the heck are they doing this? Not only that, this Safeguard American Voter Eligibility, that is a euphemistic term for another bloody lie, just like the Affordable Care Act, formerly known as the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, was nothing but a high cost tax increase on medical care to the American people. It's a lie. Mm-hmm. That they use these terms that sound so wonderful. So I thought, okay, let's, instead of talking about what I've been through with this nightmare from hell, that it's all connected, like I told you before, to the real ID. You have to have a real ID, and you have to go through all the same things in order to get a voter registration card. You go through the same thing you need
That's
to
for
go
all
through.
American citizens.
Yes, and it's especially nasty for women who have changed their surnames, because you have to prove that you were divorced or that you were married and that your original name is the same name that is on the birth certificate that you produce, because nothing else you have, your residence is no longer in your maiden name, unless you kept your maiden name, which was, you know, this is what they're doing. They're wanting women to keep their maiden names. It's another breakup of the marriage. They slip all this stuff into this. It's just so
destruction
foul.
Of the nuclear family, of course.
Of course, of course.
Shattering tradition every step of the way.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's... Look, the gal that helped me with this, she is a retired attorney and a retired Army JAG officer. Plus, she's a constitutional specialist. She knows this thing inside and out, upside down, and backwards. And she's the one that actually clarified the bill for me in easy-to-understand layman's terms. And she made it clear that they are pushing this with the summary. The summary makes it sound like, well, none of these illegals will be able to vote because they can't prove that they were born here. That's what they were pushing it on. But then, if you went in and read the five-page full bill, you would go, whoa, wait just a minute. So she explained it. I'm going to read what she said.
Well, somebody with those credentials, a JAG officer, it doesn't get much better than that. That's
no.
That's
in
time.
Fact... I'll tell you a little side story before I read this to you. Mike Flynn, who is a dear friend, was always calling us a democracy when he was speaking to people.
I wrote him
and I said, Mike, we're not a democracy. We're a representative republic. And he wrote me back and he said, well, that would be more like a parliamentarian. I said, Mike, no, you don't know what you're talking about.
No.
They don't teach this in the Army anymore. So you know what I did? I called up my friend Joanna, and I said, Joanna, you were in the Army just like Mike Flynn. Explain it to him in a letter, and I'll send it to him and sign it, retired Army JAG officer. And so she did, and now he calls it a republic.
Good job. Plus, it's accurate. It's a fact. We got to get away from this.
Is.
We
I
are
mean,
not
we
a democracy. No.
No, we don't pledge allegiance to the democracy for which we stand. It's the republic.
Well said. That's true.
Yeah.
All true.
So that's just a little story, but, you know, I mean, they used to teach all this when you went into the military. They would teach you the difference between a democracy and a republic. They would teach you the rule of law, everything. They don't do any of that anymore.
No.
Which is unfortunate, but it's a sign of the times. So, Joanna wrote me back, and she said, I'm going to clarify this for you. And here's, it's not very long, but it's important. Because if you open the 14th Amendment, one of the first things it says is that citizens of the United States that, well, it doesn't even say that. It says people born in the United States can vote.
Right.
You know, they have the right to vote. Well, and I'm
natural-born citizens. Okay, that's what it says.
But, see, Howard Jacob, Jacob Howard, who was the senator who introduced this thing to begin with, he introduced the 14th Amendment citizenship clause, and its grant of citizenship would never include persons born in the United States who are foreigners or aliens. So, that first sentence belongs only to American citizens who have babies here. They are citizens because they're born of naturalized citizens. So, here's what she said, and I want people to listen to this because this woman puts it in layman's terms so that we get it. She says, Section 1 of the 14th Amendment does not grant citizenship status to everybody who is born here. When Congress passed it, they specifically discussed that it wouldn't make American Indians U.S. citizens, even though they were born here. That was because Indians weren't subject to the jurisdiction of the U.S. They were subject to the jurisdiction of their tribes. And then she used an example. When the French ambassador's lovely wife gives birth to a child here, that child is not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. The child is subject to the jurisdiction of France. When illegal aliens breach our borders and invade our land and then give birth here, their children are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States because the parents are here illegally. Their children are subject to the jurisdiction of the country the invaders left. That's why all of them can be and should be deported. The children are not U.S. citizens. Right. When American missionaries or diplomats or military personnel, etc., have a child born abroad, just like McCain, he was born in a different territory that his father, who was in the military, was right there. Their child is not subject to the jurisdiction of the country in which the child is born. Their child is born a U.S. citizen. This is an ancient principle. But the SAVE Act violates Section 1 of the 14th Amendment. Here's the key, because it provides that anyone born here is a U.S. citizen, that
Wrong.
Anchor baby thing again,
yeah.
and will be eligible to vote in federal elections. So the children of those 10 to 40 million illegals who have invaded our country would be eligible to vote in all federal elections. The child of the French ambassador and his wife would be eligible to vote here. And I expect under French law, the child would be eligible to vote in France as well. Just like Dr. Mehmet Oz is a citizen of Turkey and America and votes in both countries. Here's her finishing statement. So, the SAVE Act isn't about prohibiting non-citizens from voting. What it really does is to make U.S. citizens out of everybody who is born in the United States. So all the Islamists, all the Chinese people, males who breach our borders, their children would be U.S. citizens and eligible to vote. That's the hidden agenda behind the SAVE Act.
Wow. So it's codifying anchor babies, it's legalizing it, allegedly under the Constitution, but it's not.
Yes.
You see, people, I don't know why, how people can misinterpret something. It's only 4 or 5 pages long. If you read it carefully and understand it, like you've just presented it, how can you misinterpret it? That's
you
a mystery
can't.
To me.
You can't. And this, you know, there are people that think that because all these illegals that have crossed the border and have already had babies here and those babies are considered citizens, that is totally illegal and it's wrong. And I forget where that started, but that has been put through by, once again, the Stalinist Democrat Party. And then you have the Trotskyite Republican Party, who are so weak and just a short few steps behind the Stalinists that they do absolutely nothing to stop this horror that's
happening
to our country.
Now, they've been eviscerated of any political clout. It's embarrassing. It's awful.
I mean, I can name them. There's 5 to 7 of them that are any good. The rest of them are all in on it. And they're making money. You know that.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, that was a very eloquent and thorough explanation of the SAVE Act. I don't know how else to present it.
That doesn't even go into all of the nightmare of, for instance, I have a daughter who never voted, which isn't true, but she's never voted, and finally, at age 30, after 2 marriages, and she's now married a third time, she decides that she wants to go out and vote. Well, she's changed her name 3 times from her birth name.
Uh-huh.
That means that she has to go back and get all of these divorce decrees, all of the remarriage decrees.
And then apply
decrees.
For a real ID, right?
Yes, and then that's the same exact thing she will have to go through if she doesn't have a real ID to prove it, to have a voter registration card.
That's the way, if that's the rule, then we follow the rule. That's the way it ought to be. This election.
Okay, but here's the thing. They're making it so bloody damn difficult on any woman who has been divorced that there will be a whole lot of them. Look at this gal that I just read this to you that wrote this, Joanna Martin. Joanna Martin was divorced the first time in Germany. You think that she can go back 60 or 50 years and find it in Germany in order to get the Real ID Act?
Wow.
Or card? That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing is insane. All you ever needed to get on an airplane was a driver's license.
That's right.
Now you need everything. And of course, you can go on.
Flying. I can't. No.
But see, you're feeding, when you say that, and I say the same thing because I know that they've hired DEI pilots, and they haven't trained them well, just like they haven't trained the Secret Service people, and they
passed them
anyway.
Not to mention the aircraft mechanics.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but what does it feed into that they are so happy about? It's UN Agenda 21. They don't want you traveling. They want you using your feet or your bicycle. They don't even want you in a vehicle.
I know.
So this is part and parcel of stopping this massive travel that Americans have done all their lives in this country and have loved. There are keys to the hidden reasons that they put forth bills like this. And who was it put forth by? Chip Roy of Texas, who the John Birch Society gives 100% on the Freedom Index every 6 months. And Chip Roy is all for Mark Meckler's Convention of States opening the Constitution and ruining the whole thing. And Robert George, who sits on the board and who is a CFR member of the Convention of States Board, he has already rewritten the Second Amendment. You like that, people? Because you're going to lose the entire Bill of Rights if they open this SOB. And that's what they intend to do. So, we've got a bunch. Chip Roy is a Republican, for God's sake.
That's what it says.
A Republican that is supposed to be one of the top guys in the House. And he wrote this pile of crap.
Well, not good. Not good. The American people have to be on their toes like never before. They can't take one viewpoint. They've got to look at several and then figure it out. I don't trust the media. I don't trust the data on it. It's like Satan's sandbox. They can do anything they want. They can make any statements they want. They can pretend anything they wish at any time, and broadcast it to 300 million people, and it's disgusting. It really is.
Now, let me just tell you a little thing here. I am friends with one of the good guys in the House, wife, and I sent all this information to her. She gave it to her husband. Her husband said, I am not voting for the Real ID or the CR, the Continuing Resolution.
Right. Okay. With the SAVE Act, when it was on there. Okay.
Well, he wouldn't vote for the CR anyway. He wants to go back to budgets like we're supposed to have constitutionally.
Right.
But anyway, he spread this around, and now Mike Johnson is having trouble getting anybody to vote for the continuing resolution, even without the SAVE Act in it. And the ones who aren't aware of what it really has in it or want what it has in it are all crying the blues. Why we don't have the same act to keep the illegals from voting. Oh, such nonsense. We know right where you're coming from. But there are a number of them that know, and they're saying, if you watched anything today, they're saying, Mike Johnson is saying, I'm having a hard time getting the numbers to pass the continuing resolution, and the government will have to shut down. And I say, thank God, shut it down, because we're all safer when you people go home.
Well said. No? That's true. That's absolutely true. Seems like whenever they're there, they do nothing but create trouble, more problems.
Every bill
that seems to be passed restricts freedom
bill.
More, impinges more on the Bill of Rights, every one of them, to one degree or another.
And they had voted on the SAVE Act, the House did, and they passed it. And I would lay you odds that none of them read the bill. And they don't even say to their staff, to their aides, mm-hmm. read this bill, tell me what's in it, compare it to the Constitution. That's the first thing they should say. Compare it to the Constitution. If it doesn't stand up with the law of the land, we vote no. But they
and
never
it doesn't.
Did. I mean, it's like what you started out saying. We have no business, and Washington said this, in any other country's wars or funding them. Look, I will tell you one thing here. The only nation that we have ever given anything to, the only nation that we sell to, and that they pay us back in even other ways, is, surprisingly, for a lot of people, Israel. They have a contract with the United States that they signed under Obama that they would only buy armaments, you know, firearms, bombs, everything from the United States. They could not make their own, and they could not buy from anybody else.
Oh, okay? So an exclusivity was signed. Okay,
absolutely.
I didn't know this.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And
so that's supposedly good for what? It's good for business here. I don't forget the military-industrial complex. Very happy with that agreement. Yeah.
Okay, so what they did, they paid a bundle of money to the country for what they ordered, and the no-good Nick in the White House held on to it and wouldn't send it to them. It was a purchase. It was not a giveaway like the billions that we've given to the Nazi in Ukraine, who is buying homes all over the country, and his wife is buying fancy
all
cars
over the
everywhere.
Western world
and all of his people are getting very wealthy, including the kickbacks that come back to all of these jackasses that are doing this to us.
Well, let me ask you this, Kelly. How does this figure that they're paying, are they paying with the, Israel recently was given $24 billion
and you know
in the
what?
latest money.
Yes, they weren't. No, they weren't. They
Where did that money come from?
They were only given $6 billion.
Okay.
But I will tell you something. Every single time, and this includes all the way back in, I think it was 73, and this is a story, too, and Nixon was president, was it 73? I think it was. Nixon was president, and Golda Meir was prime minister, and they were being attacked, and she called him in the middle of the night, woke him up, and said, this is what's happening. You know, we need help. Can you help us? He said, definitely. Look, he was raised a Quaker, and his mother used to read the Bible to him every night, especially the Old Testament stories. And his mother told him, one day you will be called on to help God's chosen people. He remembered that. He went against all of his cabinet, including Kissinger, and he sent her everything she needed. And the next prime minister, and I forget who it was, I've got his name on the tip of my tongue, they paid that back over a period of 18 years. Every single penny, every single amount of firearms and military equipment that they needed, they sent it back. They paid us back. No other country, including all these freaking Islamic countries and the number one terrorist country in the world, Iran, ever give anything back to us. In fact, they hate us and they want us dead.
You can go back, Kelly, you can go back to World War II with these statements.
Oh, of course you can.
Look at how much did we give to Soviet Union, Lend-Lease, Uncle Joe, etc. The money never came back. Never. It didn't.
No. We gave them so much. All of that is listed in Diana West's book, The Red Thread. And even in this other book that I've been yammering about, Big Intel, J. Michael Waller talks about the Lend-Lease and the Red Thread because it was Harry Hopkins who lived in the Lincoln White House.
Oh, he put FDR to bed every night. The guy,
he woke him up every morning. And,
a Bolshevik in the White House.
Yes, that's exactly in the Lincoln bedroom, and that's exactly what he was doing. He not only sent them everything they needed for the war, he sent them tons of butter. You know, my grandmother told me about the little booklets they had. They could get so much butter. It's of course
the ration booklets.
Ration booklet. But that all of the goods that the American people should have had went to Russia because of Harry Hopkins. And the Lend-Lease program was only a few blocks. The building that handled all this was only a few blocks from the White House. It's absolutely astonishing what was given away. And it was furs, it was perfumes, it was watches, it was luxury items for the big shots. It wasn't just what they needed to fight a war.
I implore everyone, again, to read Major Jordan's diaries. If you haven't read that, you don't understand World War II and communism in the U.S. You can't. You have to read it. It's only 100 pages. Read it. You'll learn.
Oh, there's so much on the past.
Well, that's why the under 45s in this country, Kelly,
are
really worthless. They're useless. They have no inquiry in their mind when they go after life and history.
No.
They're not looking.
No.
They just listen and they'll adopt a little sentence or two here or there, a little video clip, and they'll remember that, but they don't understand. It's not their fault. I don't blame them because they're addicts. They've been addicted to the visual, technical screen, whether it's
I'll
on your
you
wall,
what,
in your home, or in your pocket. It doesn't matter. They're screen addicts.
Yeah, and they're all dangerous to your health, really. I mean, carry that stupid cell phone around in your pocket.
No, no. And it's 4.5 hours a day, Kelly. That's the average that people look at it. They're being programmed 4.5 hours a day overtly by the screen. So, they have choices on what they can watch, but the fact of the matter is that is the baseline reality that most of them go to.
They're programmed already to watch that. I was talking to my husband tonight about this, and I said, my neighbors across the street are our neighbors. And the guy that I told you runs around and puts up signs against Trump and Trump's people and people that vote for him and everything all over the neighborhood. And we're a very small neighborhood, but he goes to the exits, so to where you go out to any of the main drags, because we're really rather secluded. And this guy has lost his mind, really. He's listened to CNN and read New York Times too often. But I said to Larry, I said, you know, they don't even get the fact that they have been propagandized so long by the mainstream media that they can't break out of that cocoon. They are sheltered and controlled and held in this horror of believing the filth that they're fed every day. and they don't even realize it. And these, I mean, these were school teachers, don't you know? Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
It's astonishing.
Well, if we run out of words.
We don't have enough adjectives.
No, we don't, because things are so horrible. People are using these words, shocking, appalling, devastating, whatever, over and over, and they begin to lose their clout. We actually need a new lexicon of words to describe horrific behaviors.
Yeah, well, I sent you one where he used old words.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
I almost posted it, but your counsel was good. It was a little too raunchy.
Yeah, don't. It's sewer stuff. But it was spot on, wasn't it? I mean, really.
Yeah. Oh, of course. No, it was a criticism of the camel with lots of four-letter words, et cetera.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Now, you want to talk a little bit about your essay that's under your name and guess? That's a good one.
About this issue of
Trump and censorship, assassination and censorship. Go ahead.
Yeah. There's just one more thing. All of this Real ID Act is... It's distinctive in that the photograph for the real ID, which would be the same thing you'd have to have for a voter's ID card, even if you don't want the driver's license real ID, it is a facial recognition digitized photograph taken in a special way that's linked to actual international standards that come out of Rockefeller's United Nations.
Right.
So you don't want it. Okay, you can go to the TSA website and you can find the other 15 ways to get on an airplane without a real ID.
Yeah.
That ends that. I hope people understand what a damnable piece of garbage this thing is. All right.
Okay.
The latest article.
How did Rouse... Here's a big question. This is a very big question.
Yeah.
How did Rouse find out Trump's entire itinerary from the 1st of August through the end of September? Where did he get that information?
Well,
it came from inside.
There has to be a mole.
More than one. Maybe.
Or more than one. But it all goes back to what Don Gilliam said on Stuart Varney's show on Fox. And Gilliam is a 20-year U.S. Navy SEAL.
Varney really
FBI.
Exposed himself with that. That was bad. That was not good. Where is that? You sent me that clip, didn't you?
Yeah. It's a two-minute video, and it's in my article right at the top. And he basically, I mean, this guy has been in air travel, federal air marshal, all of this stuff, okay? And he basically listed everything. And then he said bottom line is the Democrat Party wants Trump dead. Well, Varney went berserk, and he said, well, we're not saying that.
Varney exposed himself.
I'm going to have to let you go. You know,
I know. He cut him off. Thank you for coming.
He cut him off at the knees.
Thank you for appearing, but he just... No, there's no class. Zero. Varney's exposed.
No.
Nobody gets in positions that way for years. Yes. Nobody gets in positions of power and influence like that unless they're compromised. Here's a little clip. Now, again, this is Stuart Varney.
It's only 2 minutes. It's a riot.
I've got it. I'm going to play it. Here we go.
Oh, okay.
The New York Times reports that Trump himself plans to keep campaigning as scheduled, despite the assassination attempts. Today he's going to be in Flint, Michigan, before traveling tomorrow to New York, actually. Should Trump change the way he campaigns?
Well, so far, the way he campaigns has not been the problem, Stuart. It's been the Secret Service. It's been how they actually do their work. I mean, we saw in Pennsylvania where they did not do a proper threat assessment. They did not extend the perimeter past one of the few buildings that was there and secure that area. That doesn't cost them anything to do that. They just didn't do it. And they created a fatal funnel because of that. Okay, so we could look at that one and say potentially that was just incompetence. But now we have the same exact thing occur again, and these attackers will take advantage of that. So I have to sit back and ask, is this a nefarious thing that's going on within the side of the Secret Service, that they're just leaving these areas open? Because if that's the case, then I think Trump needs to take a serious step back and hire individuals like myself and other people that I can bring in to simply do perimeter checks, and then he can campaign as normal. But right now, I'd be sweating bullets every time I went out there, because I'm going to say this on air. I said it earlier on the radio. The Democrat Party, regardless of the rhetoric that they want, they want Trump dead.
I'm sorry, Jonathan. I don't think you can say that legitimately.
He just did. Totally legitimately. Yeah. 40. I think it's 40% on record is saying that they could care less if somebody killed Trump, i.e., that's a tacit endorsement.
Legitimately, but I can think we can say that legitimately based on the verbiage that they use, and then they cover up. To say that they want him eliminated, say that they want him gone, these are words that push people forward, and then you have directors of agencies like this that come on and they do not do the job, the simple job of perimeter security over and over again.
Jonathan, I'm sorry, I'm going to end it right there. I'm not going to take any conspiracy theories on this show. Jonathan,
that's not a conspiracy theory.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I'm not having it.
Listen, Jonathan, I'm an investigator.
Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it, Jonathan. Thank you very much.
What a jerk.
Oh, he's, no, it's a low-life slob. That's all he is. Varney's a fraud. That's fraud, but that's not journalism.
Well, the whole phone network is a
Yeah,
fraud,
of course.
You know that.
Yeah, and we think of Fox as being maybe the most honest of all the corrupt news agencies.
No.
Now, that you heard was Jonathan Gillingham. Now, get his credentials. This man is a rock-solid American, 20-year U.S. Navy SEAL, 20 years former FBI special agent, federal air marshal, a private security contractor, police officer, public speaker, and expert media commentator. He's not a flake. This man knows the political landscape and terrain he's talking about. So,
absolutely.
No, it was, Stuart, sorry, it was factual.
Yeah. Now, today it came out that his son... They were searching his son's home, and his son is into porn, has all kinds of porn.
Allegedly. Now, I'm not defending this, but that's what they claim. Now, they can plant child porn on anybody's computer at any time and then arrest them. It happens. I'm not saying that's what did happen. I'm saying it could happen.
Well,
so keep that in the back of your mind.
Look at what the kid said. That's in my article, too, and I'd have to find it to read it. But the kid said something that was, let me see if I
Well, it kind of gave it away.
My father hates Trump, said the son of the would-be assassin, like every reasonable person does. There you have it.
No, that's it. Exactly right. My.
Yeah,
then
well,
we have,
see this Martin
quoted,
County
your article,
Sheriff.
Kelly, your article is full of quote after quote. They're all relevant, and each one of them has a little impact on its own, if not a larger one.
They're so vitriolic, aren't they?
Yes.
But this is important because the Martin County Sheriff, William Snyder, gave a press briefing, and he's the one that asked, how the heck did Rouse know he'd be at the golf course, and did he even act alone, or is he part of a supportive conspiracy? I would bet the latter is the truth, wouldn't you?
Interesting, yeah. Okay, I have a question for you, a good one. Hello, Jeff. Can you ask Kelly what she is doing about the state of Tennessee, which passed an anti-chemtrails bill earlier this year, which is a model for all state legislatures, yet they continue to spray? Perhaps she can get some answers and report back so we can get this passed everywhere.
You know what? I have not... There is a time period where this has to end. And I don't know what it is, but that's the way all the bills are. It's set to end. But you know what? all this summer through this heat after they pass it, I have not seen any chemtrails in the air. I've not seen a one.
Nice.
And they used to be every morning, because we have a lot of clear blue skies here, no rain, hot weather. That's the way it is. And you would see them all over, crisscrossing in the sky.
Yeah.
There haven't been any. So has it happened?
Well, that bill worked then,
at
least
guess.
In Tennessee. Yeah. Anybody you can direct our listeners to about the Tennessee chemtrails bill?
Not really,
I should say,
but I can look it up and report
bill.
Back to it, you.
It'll be on the Internet. You'll be able to find a lot of information about it. But
yeah,
you're reporting
I could
no
ask
chemtrails.
My own people.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
And it needed to be stopped, really, because it was so blatant here.
If you couldn't see them, it's still blatant. They're spraying us with toxic poisons.
Well, I'll tell you honestly,
sickening.
And you already know this because you have one, but if your tomato plants are outside and just get the rain and the air on them, they don't do well. I had a neighbor who planted...
Now mine are in a greenhouse covered. I won't let them out.
They do fine, right?
No. Yep.
Okay. One of my neighbors has a huge overhang, but it gets the southern sun. So he plants tomatoes there. Well, all this crap doesn't fall directly on the tomatoes. And his tomatoes are always fine. See, they're not being touched by the stuff. They might get a little that blows on them if the weather's... or if the wind is in the direction.
No, I've always felt badly for organic gardeners who garden outside.
Yeah.
They need a greenhouse now. That's the world we live in. To be safe, you have to have a covered greenhouse. Yeah.
You need protection. Uh-huh. Well, see, this guy that tried the second shot against Trump, he's very connected to the Ukraine route. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a nut.
But here's the other thing that's very interesting that was exposed. And there's a picture of him with this top chef.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It's in your article.
Yeah, yeah. This top chef, he has even cooked for Harris and Walls. But the chef was tapped by Biden to lead the President's Council on Sports, Fitness, and Nutrition, and he's also friends with Vladimir Zelensky. So here he is, this chef, posing for photos with Routh. And this is in D.C. You can see it is. And behind Routh and the chef are all these blue and yellow flags for Ukraine.
Ugh. Read Kelly's article. It's in right under her name and guess. And it's another typical excellent survey of a position here. And the position doesn't have to be yours. Remember, you're invited to think and believe whatever you want. It's your choice. We still have that much. Hopefully it'll last, but I'm not convinced.
Said vitriolic. Mike, and I didn't
I read the whole article. Yeah.
It's
very important. You need to understand that's about half, I don't know what, half the populace thinks like that.
Yeah.
It's too much. It's too much to overcome. We just can't. I'm not saying give up. I'm just saying be real. Know what you're up against.
One other good little thing. I found out that both of them were not in the BlackRock commercials. Only Crooks was, not
How did
Routh.
That rumor get started, do we know? Routh was
know.
In one, too?
Yeah. But he wasn't. But even Trump thought that was true, but it's not. But both Crooks and Routh made donations to the leftist organization Act Blue. And if you've never had anybody discuss that outfit, you should get somebody on because they are filthy, filthy, filthy. And they were all involved with Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
Mm-hmm. I got
it. Yep, lots of money went through there and made BLM very wealthy.
Well, they never were short on funds, were they? What was the
one of the million-dollar homes?
Yeah, the director or the head of
and all of them
Black
were
Lives
avowed
Matter?
Marxists. They were trained Marxists.
Oh, they're all it's the same old thing.
Yeah,
they revel in what they condemn. They're all frauds.
Yeah, did you see the march in Philadelphia? Did you see a picture of all these communists marching?
No.
Communist USA with their communist flags? Let me tell you something. Philadelphia is in my past because my great-great-grandfather owned two restaurants on the main drag in Philadelphia. He owned a bakery. That's where this bakery stuff came from. And he owned an ice cream shop. And we even have the fabulous artistic cards that he gave out for his establishments. But here's the thing. He held my great-grandfather on his shoulders at the age of 5 to watch the funeral procession of Abe Lincoln. Now, that book that he put the inscription stating this in was given to my father. I have the book. So I know Philadelphia, and here they were. They were watching. Right marching, right down the main, I'll send it to you, right down the main drag of Philadelphia.
Oh, interesting. Very good. All right, well, we packed the hour, as usual, with lots of information. Hope it was helpful to all of you. Again, I want all of you to do your research, make your own decisions, but the information
really
is critical. We never want to tell people what to think or how to think. I just want you to engage in the process, because that is antithetical to how most young people in this country are being brought up. Not to think creatively like we used to do, not at all. They're being taught a Pavlovian diet of intellectual reaction to stimuli.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And don't believe the politicians, for God's sake.
No, not a word. All right. Thanks, Kelly. Take care.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night. All right. So, for all of you who want both sides, you've gotten both sides now. There you go. We will be back with more in just a few minutes. Hold on.